guys, from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 14th of March, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Starting off, Spain commemorated the 20th anniversary of the 2004 Madrid train bombings this Monday. Media outlets across the nation honored the 192 victims killed in the deadliest terrorist attack in the country's history. The event, remembered as 11M, saw ceremonies held across Spain, including a memorial at Madrid's Atocha train station, the site of the explosion. Officials and survivors laid wreaths, observed a minute of silence, and paid tribute to the victims. 2004 attack left hundreds wounded and scarred in Spain, reshaping its counterterrorism strategies and sparking political divides that last to this day. In government news, the Socialist Party, or PSOE, has called for an investigation into express contracts in the healthcare sector since the pandemic's onset. PSOE has urged the Andalus parliament to scrutinize these contracts, suspecting irregularities in their awarding and execution. Focus lies on contracts issued quickly during the COVID-19 pandemic, raising concerns about transparency and potential favoritism in procurement processes. An example of these dubious contracts is the Coldo case, which we have covered in previous shows and triggered the investigation. Speaking of the socialists, this week, Spanish President Pedro Sanchez proposed recognizing Palestine as a state. Part of Sanchez's proposal is support for a two-state solution, advocating international recognition of Palestinian sovereignty without dismantling established Israeli identity. Sanchez stated, quote, "I do this out of moral conviction, for a just cause, and because it is the only way that the two states, Israel and Palestine, can live together in peace," end quote. However, the plan faces challenges, including potential backlash from Israel and concerns about impact on diplomatic relations. The proposal aligns with Spain's historic support for Palestinian rights and its efforts to promote peace in the Middle East. In other political news, Pere Aragonés, the president of the Catalan government, announced on Wednesday the 13th that the region would move forward its election date to the 12th of May. Originally, it was supposed to be sometime in February 2025 when his legislature was due to end. Aragonés dissolved the Catalan parliament due to the failed 2024 budget, sparking political tensions. His decision also reflects growing dissatisfaction with his leadership. Upcoming elections are bound to reshape Catalonia's political scene, impacting Spanish politics and Sánchez's alliance with Catalan parties. On to the weather. Andalucía, the southernmost region of Spain, has been experiencing some wild wintry conditions. Because of the storm Monica, rough rain, snow, wind, and even choppy sea conditions affected five regions within Andalucía last weekend. The usual weather phenomenon resulted in traffic disruptions with several roads temporarily closed for safety. Snow surprised residents and tourists alike. They enjoyed the picturesque scene, which lit up social media. Weather continues to highlight the strange shifts in temperature and conditions as global warming and climate change affect the world. From powerful weather to powerful points. Barcelona has planned to triple the number of electric car charging stations across the city. Barcelona Electromobility Network of Serveis Municipals, or BSM, plans to invest 15 million euros by 2026 to expand and enhance electric vehicle charging points. The initiative aims to support the city's transition towards sustainable transportation and reduce carbon emissions. Jaume Colboni, the mayor of Barcelona, announced that the city council is working on pre-installing 2,000 additional charging points, adding to the existing 1,000. Now, you had to guess Spain's most shoplifted product. What would you say? Well, the answer is olive oil. According to Alejandro Alegre, the marketing director at a security company that surveyed supermarkets called STC, hunger does not drive most thefts. It's actually organized gangs seeking to make a profit illegally. Spain is the world's largest olive oil producer, but Europe has almost run out of local supplies after extreme weather conditions continue to damage olive oil farming. According to the International Olive Council, global production is expected to fall to 2.4 million tons, while the global demand is around 3 million tons. Moving on, the World Rally Championship, or VRC, is set to return to Spain, but not to Catalonia, where it has been held in previous years. Returning in 2025, the VRC will be held on the island of Gran Canaria, offering the ideal terrain and climate conditions for rallying. Additionally, Gran Canaria's popularity as a tourist destination could attract even more international attention to the event. That said, critics have raised concerns about the island's infrastructure, including narrow roads and limited spectator access, which may not meet VRC standards. Spain has hosted the rally in 2022 in Salou, south of Tarragona. Since we're talking about driving this week, the Director General of Traffic has announced that it will intensify surveillance to ensure correct seatbelt usage and proper use of child seats. The measure aims to promote road safety and reduce injuries in case of accidents. Authorities emphasize the importance of wearing seatbelts for all occupants and securing children in appropriate car seats according to their age, weight, and height. 2023, in 25% of accidents on interurban roads, people died because they were not using seatbelts, amounting to 139 deaths. Road safety law currently punishes drivers with 4 points for not wearing a seatbelt or incorrectly installing a child seat. After 12 points, your license gets revoked. For the new drivers who have only been on the roads for up to 3 years, it's 8. Now, here's a quick update on WorldCoin. This week, Spain's High Court upheld a temporary ban on Sam Altman's WorldCoin iris scanning venture. The decision comes amidst concerns about the project's potential breach of privacy laws and its impact on personal data protection. As the Rorschach Spain update has reported in the past, WorldCoin uses iris scanning technology for identity verification, raising questions about its compliance with European Union regulations on data privacy. Court's ruling affirms the need for thorough assessment and regulatory scrutiny of innovative technologies, particularly that scan people's irises. On that note about emerging technology, the European Parliament has approved a new artificial intelligence regulation law with an overwhelming majority of 523 votes in favor and only 46 against, now to ratify with signatures from the member states. EU wants to become the world's first comprehensive framework for regulating AI. This includes striking a balance between regulations and fostering innovative technology, all the while considering ethical implications. Let's turn to the north coast of Africa. This week, Morocco sent imams and religious guides to Spain ahead of Ramadan, which started on Sunday the 10th. This initiative aims to support Moroccan communities living in Spain during the holy month, ensuring they have access to religious guidance and support services. Imams and guides are expected to aid local communities and foster a sense of unity among Moroccan Muslims in Spain during Ramadan, a period of fasting and spiritual reflection. Ramadan Mubarak. And to close this edition, Nusret Gürce, a Turkish restaurateur who rose to fame through his alias Salt Baye. However, this week, he announced his newest project, one of the biggest the island of Ibiza has seen in a long time. Gürce has given the green light to a massive building complex consisting of 51 luxury apartments and 4 restaurants. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. You longtime listener, you ever want to participate in the show? Well, this is a chance you're waiting for. We want to launch a new series of interviews by our community, for our community. Want more information? Email us at info@rorschach.com with the subject line, interviews. Hasta la próxima.